Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing the chapter on the etiquette of a gathering and those that are sitting in the gathering, what etiquette they should observe. We did a hadith, the first hadith of this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, none of you should make a person get up from his seating place. Person is seated in the masjid. None of you should get him up and then take his place. But you should be accommodating and make place. If anyone stood up from his place to allow Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah to sit, he would not sit in it. So, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith here that somebody is seated. Nobody else can come and make him wake up. You know, this is my place. You're not supposed to be sitting here. Whether the person is an influential person, whether he's a trustee, whoever he is, that masjid is a free place for everyone to sit. Whoever comes first, he can sit. So from this ulama bring about various masail, various rules and regulations and laws of Islam from this one hadith. One example we gave previously is where a person comes to the masjid and now he sees that normal spot that he sits in. He has got a normal spot every day, he sits in a certain spot. That spot is taken. This person shouldn't move, shouldn't indicate to that person also there. He must go sit somewhere else. Whoever got that place, got that place. One example that ulama bring is a person also comes to the masjid. He sees the shoes on a shoe rack there. Based on this hadith that it's a public area, it's an area for everyone, every Muslim to benefit. He shouldn't remove someone else's shoes and put his shoes there if there's no other place on the shoe rack. So this is my place for my shoes. Oh, there's no place. So he takes someone else's shoes. He shouldn't do that. He should find some other place for his shoes. This is a public area. He shouldn't do that. Similarly with the parking. A person is in the habit of parking in a certain place. That parking spot is gone. He shouldn't get upset with another musalli that why you took my parking away. I park here every day. You know I park here. That is not his fixed parking. That is not a reserved parking. This is parking for everyone. So a person should be extra careful that he doesn't take away anybody's haq inadvertently. He doesn't mean it, but he, in such way, he gestures. Or sometimes you find people putting musallas down and people booking certain spots in a masjid. Under this, ulama also explained that when a person is early in a certain space, sometimes he'll take up two places, or he'll put a big musalla there and he'll say that this place is booked for someone that is coming. So that also is not permissible. Because here a masjid is, as we explained, munakhu man sabaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained as far as Mina is concerned. So the masjid follows the same principle. First come, first serve. If I'm early, I can't keep a place for my friend. Another musalli, whoever comes in, is deserving of this place. These sort of masail, you see it often in the haram. One person is early and he put his mat down, and then he'll say, no, someone is coming here, someone is coming. This is not right. Whoever is there first is most deserving of that place. Another masla ulama take out of this is a masla in a train. A person goes into a train that doesn't have any reserve seat or a bus, then he can't do the same thing. He reserves a certain seat. Nobody else can come there because I'm keeping the seat for someone else who hasn't yet come. So this is also not right. So therefore, these sort of things we must be careful of. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many different maslas come out of this? Similarly, as far as i'tikaf is concerned, beforehand, person's place is booked. Nobody else can take that spot. Yes, for intizam purposes, those people that are making arrangements, if they have it numbered, pre-numbered, and they give the people their numbers, etc., just for intizam, for arrangement purposes, there is no problem there. But to pre-book certain things, that this is my spot and nobody else is entitled to it, this is not part of our deen. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person has a free access to it, to every spot in this house. Therefore, you find, as I mentioned before, that our ulama also don't even encourage that the muazzin must have a fixed spot to give the ikamat from. They don't like that the musalla should be put specifically for the muazzin. This, whoever gets a spot, gets a spot. Yes, people out of ikram, is another masala that is taken out of this hadith, is where a person out of ikram, out of his own gesture, his kindness, he affords another person an opportunity that I'm in the first saf, and I see a big person, a pious person, etc. in a second saf, on my own, if I give the place, then there is no harm. That person, he shows kindness to someone else. Ikram, here there is no harm. And another masala, ulama explained, is that if there's some big person that has come in, say the Imam of the Haram that has come in, and now some people say, wake up, make some place. The visitors have come, and now the people of the first saf are asked to move back to make place for these people. That also, ulama say, is not right. Because a man may be giving that space, but he might not be happy in his heart. So that announcement also shouldn't be made. Move back. There are certain important people coming. That announcement also shouldn't be made. If people on their own see that the big people have come, there are certain guests that have come, and they on their own move back, then that is a different story. But nobody should be imposed. There should be no imposition on any person that we need to give up our space that we have got in the masjid. See how refined our deen is. So many different masail come out from here. So therefore we should be on guard. One of the things that we are taught that are hidden in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is give everyone their due right. Everyone their due right to such an extent that the spot also that a man is sitting in the masjid, don't take that right away from him also. That is also his right that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious of the past, they were very, very meticulous, they were very careful that this hukukul ibad, the rights of people, must not be trampled upon, even in the least. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah, inshallah we'll do a hadith tomorrow, there's no time today. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion he's seen one of his murids coming in the i'tikaf and sitting right next to another person that was engaged either in Quran or in dua. So he called him up and he reprimanded him. He says, there's so much of space in the masjid, why did you come and sit right next to that person? So this, to get him to think, to get the muridin to think, that this is a serious thing. So he asked him, what is the problem? Now he wants him to think, what is the problem? He says, I would have affected the concentration of that person. Maybe he wanted to cry out in dua, he wanted to say some words a little bit loudly, but I was next to him, he would have felt shy. Or maybe he was reading Quran Sharif and his tajweed is not so good, so now he was feeling a little bit shy to read a little bit loudly, because I'm sitting right next to him. So he says, you caused inconvenience to that person. So then Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi asked him, what are you going to do to compensate for this? Look how much how they teach people to be courteous as far as the rights of people are concerned. They don't even take a man's space away, in inverted commas, don't take his space away by sitting right next to him. In other words, his space to read, his space to make dua, his private space and area that he's got around him, don't even take that away. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi, how are you going to compensate for this? So this person said, what I'll do is I'll straighten all the sandals outside the khanka, I'll make it straight, all the sandals, everything, I'll do that every day, that will be the punishment that will take upon. So he said, Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi, to correct him even further, said to him, in that case people will say that you're a big buzruk, you are keeping everyone's sandals straight, you're caring. So he said, I'll clean the gutters, I'll clean the dirt. And the gutters there in India are not like this, they are full of dirt and muck. All sorts of dirt comes through the gutters there. He said, I'll clean that. He says, then the people will say, you are even bigger buzruk, you're cleaning even the gutters. So how are you going to compensate? So he said, Hazrat, you tell me. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, to get him to think even further of how serious that action was, he told him, you do the wrong and I must think for you what is the compensation. You must think what is the compensation to make this person think even further. And eventually he said, Hazrat, what I'll do, is I'll go sit by Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah. In other words, I'll leave the khanka and I'll leave the khanka and go and sit by Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayh until such a time that you're happy for me to come back. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayh said, now you're thinking correct. He says, do that. He sent a message. So he had to leave the khanka and go there to Jalalabad. So he left Tanabowan and he went to Jalalabad. And then when he wrote back to Hazrat, can I come back? And Hazrat Mawlana had given him ijazat. Now you can come back. Such a drastic action he took against a person who just took away that psychological space of someone else. So this gets us to think how careful we must be as far as the rights of other people are concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.